This is Ozarks at Large. That is probably a familiar sound to you. That's the fight song for the University of Arkansas, heard many times throughout a college football and basketball season. Well, college football and basketball aren't happening right now, but we've got maybe the next best thing, music inspired by the Arkansas Razorback. Let's talk about some Razorback music and memories. To do that, I'm calling on Randy Dixon, who is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Welcome back, Randy.
Hey, thanks for having me. I've kind of been digging into some stuff from the KATV collection and some music from my childhood. And probably yours.
Let's let people know that some of these sounds that are coming to us are from the archives that KATV gave to the Pryor Center to be digitized with a gift from the Tyson Family Foundation.
Yes, and yes, Barbara Tyson, and we're digitizing all this and putting it online. So, yeah, it's great.
All right, I mentioned we're going to hear music, but before we hear music, we're going to hear a bit of Razorback memories. I believe this is one of the first Razorbacks you remember as a kid.
Well, I was maybe five.
Okay.
And my first Razorback memory was a guy named John Brittenham. And he was, a standout quarterback for the Razorbacks. And I found this this clip from the archives, so let's play that.
Then one play does it. John Brittenham hits Tommy Barnett. Tommy breaks free and rumbles in for the touchdown. It's now Arkansas 12, Texas 7.
You instantly know that you're talking about, you know, several decades ago when you hear that. The music, the announcer's voice, the way they talk about it. That was a highlight clip that was shown, you know, after a football game.
Oh, sure. But what I remember is my older brother, Phil, had a 45 record from a band called the Rivermen, and it was called Quarterback and Man, and it was a song about John Brittenham.
When John Brittenham was a little bitty boy, sitting on his mammy's knee. Well, he said to his mother, don't you worry now. Big Frank will make a quarterback of me.
John Brittenham.
Big Frank will make a quarterback of me.
Well, John Brittenham, he said to the coaches, let me toss that pigskin around. And if I call the signals for your Razorback team,
you know I'll do the best that I can.
John Brittenham,
you know I'll do the best that I can.
Well, Big Frank, he said to John Brittenham, come on out and show us what you've got.
I would love to know if that was fact-checked. Did he really say while he sat on his mama's knee that he was going to be
on his mama's knee and talked about Big Frank? And, you know, of course he was talking about Frank Broyles. And, you know, I'll make, you know, Frank Broyles will make me a star. And so I had to pull out of the archives something from Frank Broyles. And he's talking about the preseason in the late 60s.
And Frank, it's hard to believe another year's rolled around, but tomorrow you're going to have all the boys out in full dress uniform for pictures, and then Friday will be the big day for you and the staff.
Well, Bud, we've been looking forward to it. The coaches are excited. I think the players are, the ones that we've talked to, are in pretty good shape, and we'll know the first day, but I hope that they have come back in tip-top shape. We need to be.
And we talked last spring, Frank. You said that any time that you make some changes in your overall offense or defense, that it creates generates a certain amount of new enthusiasm. And the fact that we did operate some out of what is generally referred to as the pro set this spring, this has created some new enthusiasm, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Bud. I think that this will be a big help to us in morale and interest and enthusiasm, as you mentioned. The receivers are enthusiastic because we can throw the ball a little more with a scientific-type passing game on certain situations. I hope we can anyway. This is our plan.
Frank Broyles, who was, of course, the longtime coach and later athletic director at the University of Arkansas.
And then these guys, and I'm not quite sure who they were, but they, the Pacers, did a single in the 60s, and I found it. And it's a song called Sock It to 'em, Suey.
They'll be coming from the mountains when they come. They'll be rooting and a shouting when they come. They'll be driving and a romping. They'll be kicking and a stomping. They'll be coming from a big tree when they come. Sock it to 'em, Suey. Oh, sock it to 'em, Suey. Sock it to 'em, Suey. The hogs are way up tight.
Sock It to 'em, Suey, and that's by the Pacers. And, you know, there was a legendary Arkansas-born musician, Sonny Burgess, who was with Sonny Burgess and the Pacers. And I bet that's some incarnation of that Sonny Burgess-led band.
Could have been. But I found that from Wade, who has Blackstreet Records. You know Wade.
Wade Ogle, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole reason that I came up with this segment is my daughter was wanting to get some vinyl, and we went up to his store, and I saw in the window an album called Hog Wild with a cartoon of Lou Holtz riding a hog, and it's an entire album of Razorback songs. And what's great is on the back, he hand wrote that records are made to be broken, but not this one, and signed it Lou Holtz. But the best song on it. What do we have up next?
It just says Blackstreet Records, the Mighty Razorbacks album.
And yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play that.
Okay. So this is an album, a vinyl record that you saw in the window at Blackstreet Records on Block in Fayetteville.
Yes.
And you knew, you didn't hesitate. You went in and you bought it.
Yeah, it's the best $30 I've ever spent.
And it was endorsed by Lou Holtz.
Oh gosh, he's on the cover. He's on the back of it. He signed it. He did all that.
Well, you also have a cut here of Coach Holtz.
Well, this was in 1977 when he was just named coach, and he had a dinner.
We don't want anybody up there that doesn't want to wear red and white, isn't proud of this state, isn't proud of the tradition, isn't proud of the heritage, and isn't proud of the Razorback, and I mean that sincerely. If you feel the way as I do, we welcome you up there in Fayetteville. Now, I know that 10% of you aren't going to remember 10% of what is said, basically 10 minutes after it's said. But I do hope it's going to cause you to think a little bit about what I want to talk to you about. I want to tell you this, I'm not going to lecture to you, and I'm not going to preach to you. But I've been 18, you've never been 39, so I just hope that you'll put some things in the proper perspective. I'd like to congratulate y'all on making the Dream Team Banquet, and I think it's really super, but you know, I have a sign on my desk that said, whenever you receive recognition, an awful lot of people gave you the opportunity to do so, and I know many of you that are here, being recognized and being honored tonight, are wearing cognizant of the fact that so many people made this possible for you. The same reason I'm here as head football coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, because so many people have made it possible.
The thing that struck me about that, Randy, listening to it, is that he sounds, you know, we're used to thinking of Lou Holtz post Notre Dame when he was an ESPN in studio commentator. This Lou Holtz, who mentions he's 39, he sounds so young.
He does. He's really quick. He sounds really young.
And he's, you know, just a few months away from becoming a folk hero in Arkansas, winning the Orange Bowl on January 1st, 1978.
And there's a song about that. It's called, hey, it's on that album, and it's called Ride That Hog.
First came to Arkansas, fans really didn't know the man at all, but the first thing we knew, we were Orange Bowl bound, watching those Hogs put the Sooners down. Go get them, Lou, ride that hog, you brought magic to Arkansas.
Isn't that great?
It's something. yes, in its own way, it is great, absolutely. Now, you found, and you learned while getting ready for this segment, you learned about another song that I don't think either one of us knew existed until last week.
Well, I worked with a guy named Scott Lunstert, who is with the Pryor Center, and he's been in music in Fayetteville for years and was with a group called Zorro and the Blue Footballs.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy named Wendy Austin and Billy Jett, who I didn't even know they had done this, but I was telling Scott about us doing the segment. He said, "Well, what about, you know, Disco Hogs?" And I said, "What is Disco Hogs?" And he said, "Oh, you've got to see this." So I got, just the other day, got this 45 from him and digitized it, and it's quite a song.
And, you know, one other thing with Zorro and the Blue Footballs and Razorbacks is their legendary live album, of which we could probably play about 45 seconds on the air before getting an FCC fine. That was recorded the night that Arkansas beat Texas 42-11. In 1981, when Texas was number one. So they recorded, and it's a raucous, I think it was at the library that they recorded that. Maybe the Whitewater Tavern. I'm sure someone hearing will set me straight on that. But okay. So
yeah, we'll find that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So this is Wendy Austin and Billy Jett from Zorro and the Blue Footballs. It's Disco Hogs. Our thanks to Randy Dixon with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History for being back with us on this Monday. That's the Disco Hogs. This is Ozarks at Large.